Blue Nose Audio presents Derek, Texas Boudreaux Brotherhood, written by Kathy Ivan, narrated by Tieran Wilder and Alex Knox. Chapter 1.
Anything interesting happening today, Daisy Gal?
Leaning her hip against the counter in the diner's kitchen, Daisy Parker watched Ike scramble eggs on the flat top with the expertise of a 5-star gourmet chef. She could almost forget he was a short-order cook, because the man had a palate of a food critic and the skills of a French-trained gourmand. He added salt and pepper and a heaping handful of sharp cheddar, and within moments piled it onto a plate with bacon and sausage. 2 slices of buttered Texas toast were added to the order, along with a single orange slice. She remembered him teasing her in the past, calling it fancying up the plate. "I've got the rest of the afternoon off and all day tomorrow. Jackie is going to cover my shift while I spend a few hours pampering myself from head to toe." Ike placed the hot plate on the counter and grinned at her.
"Guess that means Derek Williamson's coming to town."
Heat flooded her face, and she knew the blush would be visible with her fair skin. Being a natural blonde, she tended to blush easily and turned a most unbecoming shade of bright red. She'd always wished she were one of those women who look adorable when they blushed. She looked like she had a 2-day-old sunburn. She fingered a lock of her hair, loving the dark blue streak she'd applied a couple days earlier. If there was one vice she'd claim proudly, it was experimenting with her hair color. Blues, greens, pinks. She'd worn a virtual rainbow of hues over the past couple of years, called it her signature, her style. All she cared was it made her feel young and alive, if some of the fuddy-duddies didn't like it, though. "I've no idea if Derek's coming to town. Not like it's my business." Ike slid a stack of flapjacks with link sausages beside the scrambled egg plate and added the bottle of maple syrup to the tray. Not the cheap stuff, either. There were only a couple of things Ike insisted on when he was cooking. Fresh ingredients whenever possible, and real honest-to-goodness maple syrup. Since he was one of the best cooks west of the Mississippi, she indulged his whims. It was a small price to pay to keep the old grump happy. But he was her old grump, and she adored him.
"Seems like Williamson's been showing up more and more lately. How do you feel about that, Daisy Gal?"
"He's had lots of work in the area recently. It's not like he's coming just to see me, Ike."
"Seriously? Are you blind? Haven't you noticed how he hangs around the diner when he's in town? And don't tell me Patty Boudreaux wouldn't feed him up at the big house, the way she does all the strays who end up in Shiloh Springs. He ain't hanging around the diner to see my ugly mug."
He paused and scratched at the perpetual salt and pepper stubble that seemed ever-present on his chin.
"Of course, could be he keeps coming back for the food."
"I'm sure that's it." She grinned at Ike, then picked up the 2 plates and added them to the tray. With an almost imperceptible grunt, she hefted it high and carried the loaded tray through the swinging door separating the kitchen from the dining room. A fleeting thought raced through her mind. Could Ike be right? Derek did tend to hang around the diner a lot when he was in Shiloh Springs, but she figured he liked the food, and it was a central location for meeting with everyone, especially Rafe and Antonio. Stopping beside a booth toward the back of the diner, she smiled at Jill Monroe and Lucas Boudreaux. They were cuddled together on one side of the booth, his arm around Jill's shoulders. Daisy was thrilled for them both because she knew and respected them. Lucas had loved Jill for the longest time, and more than once he'd confided in Daisy how he felt about the town's pretty baker, how he'd lost her through his stupidity and couldn't figure out how to win her back. Luckily, he'd gotten his head screwed on straight, and now they were getting there happily ever after. A tiny surge of the green-eyed monster rearing its ugly head made her wonder if she'd ever get her own Mr. Wonderful. She quashed it down, refusing to let the what-ifs and maybes take away from being happy for her friends. Too bad all those Boudreaux men were like brothers to her, because any one of them would make an ideal mate. Oh, well. "Here you go, folks. Ike said to eat it while it's hot."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?